You're the marvelous one. Here on NTNRadio.com. I'm going to declare both of us the Pose Off Winners, Coach Martin Snyder.
You suck. You took away my lightning thunder. I was going to say something towards that perspective. I was going to say it's a great day today. Why?
It's a great day today. You don't have to worry about hearing yesterday's speech 2 hours past.
You're giving me an Al Bundy throwback. That's my senior high school football practice. Coach always started practice going, "What kind of day is it today, Coach?" And everybody, "It's a great day for football, Coach." Every single day got us going. God dang it.
Okay. Whatever.
You don't know about football. You don't know about man sports.
No, we didn't have to like talk ourselves up. We just handled business and won. That's how we did.
Yeah.
But anyways. Okay.
Two shows.
Not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, because of the two shows.
I don't think I could have.
Which are we going to start with? Where are we going to start?
Let's start with Peacemaker because it was the finale.
Oh, really?
And it was the finale of the season.
We didn't want to do it that last? Okay.
Does it warrant a last?
I was just saying because it is the final, so maybe we talk more about it.
All right, let's
end it on, you know, because I don't know if we want to end on Gen V or not.
I don't know if we want to end on Peacemaker.
I don't know if we want to hear it better yet. I don't know if we want to start on either.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Hurry
it. Say they sucked and go to the trailers? I don't know.
We'll talk about it and we'll go.
Let's go.
Yeah, Gen V. I think Gen V is best.
I was right about Godolkin being the burnt Krispy Kreme guy.
That's fine, and I liked the dark lightsaber Star Wars guy coming back, the former CEO.
Yeah.
He brings it because all the I felt like there was energy back in the show watching
Los
it.
Hermanos Polo, is that what?
All of them.
Something like that. Two brothers.
As soon as he entered the frame and started talking, and most of his scenes, I felt like okay, we got a little bit of show here. I'm back in it. Otherwise, they're still riding the coattails of a CW. Oh no, you know, we're young kids doing things that I don't know if you remember when you're 17, 18, 20 years old. I wouldn't be ready to handle what they're doing right now because they are still teenagers. And I just, it's just like, where's
the sex and drugs? Probably the superhero stuff. I don't know about.
Well, just like, hey, no, what are we going to do? Oh no, I know. Let's go to Canada. And like, it starts turning into Scooby.
Who goes to Canada at 70? A, who goes to Canada? B.
It just feels like a Scooby-Doo adventure, you know, with like rated R/X. I will give them one besides the lightsaber, black saber guy. Finally, I think it's the first time I've ever encountered. I mean, it's very subtle and benign. Someone had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the show. That's all I can muster. The big tall Adam giant man woman lady. She had to go to the bathroom at one point. That's never happened in show. They just sort of Indiana Jones run around nonstop. Yeah. No PP break. No I've pee-pee been break. A minor bitch of
you
my.
Know, I can't really think. Oh, except Al Bundy. I mean, he went to the bathroom all the time.
Well, we're talking about.
The
middle of an adventure, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like probably not the adventure was in the bathroom,
not just to get your latest.
He had a Ferguson toilet, and his dad would have been so proud of him.
Plus, he had the recent copy of Biggins.
That's about the high point.
Yeah,
I watched that show, and I cared so little of it. My mind drifted to, who's the audience?
It's got to be the millennial. It's just uninspired. It's uninspired.
I was kind of on the same place you were. It's like, oh, yeah, I looked at it. And if you took the cursing and the gore out of it and maybe the drugs, it's made for teenagers. Like, oh, you're going to be a hero. You can be this. It's not made for adults to watch, but it's an adult show because of the cursing, the blood, the gore, the sex, the drugs.
And still, we are booby deploy. What's there's a better word for it, but we're in the negative on boobies to PP ratio.
We're in a booby desert.
I'll reread it. We have seen tofu penis and many times, and we lack boobies.
So again, who's the audience for this?
Well, you said teenagers, but teenagers can't look at boobies and peepees.
But I'm just saying, drugs. But it doesn't even. but it's not like it's not teenagers. It's not, to me, it's like, they're not people that are watching this. Right? I watched this last episode because it was so bad. My mind drifted and I kept thinking to myself, who's the audience? Who are they who is sitting down other than us who are doing a show on it and watching this and going, my God, this is a great story. My God, this is the storyline I want to see. And I'm not even talking about how crappy the writing is. I'm just saying you have a bunch of teeny boppers saving the world, which normally is a show you do for like 12-year-olds.
You mean like the one Star Wars and the spaceship kind of? If we knew, like, I don't know if it's a situation. There,
I knew it was for
kids. That's what I'm saying. If we knew going in that this is going to be a CW rated R. Right,
and I could see that. Yeah, this is, like you said, this is like a CW, but it's more like an after school special.
And not like any after school special on ABC at 4 o'clock, I remember.
But if you took
but out, I get it.
You know, it's like the kids are saving the day. The kids are the most powerful. Adults don't want to see that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Didn't Black Saber
anybody over the age of 20 is just like those little bratty kids.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The Black Saber dude came in and all of a sudden had a little weight, right? Now it's like there's like a simplicity or elegance to the story where before it's like, oh, I know I'm a different person now. We shouldn't make out, or oh my God, I didn't come here for Archie and Betsy and which is fine. However, in the genre of world we're talking about,
audience. Young kids don't do that anymore. They don't even know how to date. That's why they do all their dating on I've been texting this guy. That's not dating, lady. Youngin' or whatever you are.
Well, again, this is, as Austin Powers say, this is the Diet Coke of evil. This is Canada. This is New Zealand, Australia. This, you know,
this is what bad people are like in Europe.
They're all bad. This is like the side chick of, like, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up here, but
no, keep going. It's better than the show.
It's tolerable. it's tolerable because we're in a desert right now. I swear to gosh, anything like Resident Alien or what we do in the Shadows, that would take up the whole show. We would always like, oh yeah, and there's that Gen ZV sideshow. You know, we'll maybe watch it, but probably not.
Star Trek: Strange New Worlds.
The trailer?
Well, I'm just saying that show is.
Oh, it's not the same league. It's not the same league. Yeah, it's conversation. It's not,
I mean, this is.
It harkens back to the whole Agatha WandaVision spinoff.
Yeah.
The production value is off the charts. They spent money on it and it looks legit. However,
it's just like
basic filmmaking, the storyline is flat. I don't care about anybody.
And it doesn't, it's like it's trying to bring in all these target audiences and you can't make a show like that.
Well, I'm going to go back to it's trite and contrived. It's just like, okay, didn't see that coming 2 episodes ago. And you can bring me whole again. Then we can go after Cypher. And like, okay, that's great.
And I just want to say something, right? And if you're gonna say, wow, that's how you do a show. My 87-year-old aunt is visiting me this week.
Okay.
Right. And yesterday when we went to ride around, I took her some places and stuff. I wore my Resident Alien shirt, and she goes, "Oh my God, look, there's Harry Vanderspiel."
That's a Scooby-Doo moment.
That is how you know you had a great show, where it can be like
everybody. Oh, multi-generational. People,
right, yeah. From 20 years old to friggin' 90.
Again, writing, solid. Yeah. And this is the old Fernando here. It's the bottom line is you have ordinary people in extraordinary situations, ordinary real moments.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not feeling any of this. Again, I
had real moments watching Gen V. It was called boredom.
I meant between the characters and you. I meant the actual players on the screen. I didn't care. Like the sister came alive. Okay, that's great for you. Oh, you know, we did this when we were kids. Don't
care. I didn't want to come back. Why'd they kill me? Shut up. You're alive.
I don't want exactly. Let me. I want to get out of the van. Let me off. What?
Let me tell you, as somebody who was real close to not coming back. Right. Like I had my lung surgery. I died 3 times in surgery. Thought I was dying when I was going into the hospital.
In there.
When you come back, you're not like, I don't want to. No. Number one, A, you're not getting up and running. Number two, you have a new look on life. I'm not saying I want to live forever, and I want to live. I lived a good life before that.
It comes down to it. There's the wisdom that comes after either age or a experience, like you're talking about. But we've got angsty kids. It's like, I don't want to do that. What if the world was like this instead? Oh my gosh, it's mind numbing. See, you can do that right as far as like getting younger people. You look at Hit Girl or characters like that. Or Wednesday, hell, for that matter.
Yeah.
Right Hook of Justice. I mean, there's something special about them. That's why, I mean, I'm going to go real deep here. Spider-Man, it was like part fate and destiny. Or Spider-Man, fate and destiny. He's the one person who got bit, but he has the moral clarity and the person that is perfect for that situation. Superman, he's an orphan. And if any other character didn't have the character and nobility that was intrinsic and he grew up in Kansas, America wholesomeness, if he, landed in a war zone in Nigeria or Yemen or something, different Superman. I'm just saying. Well, then that's Batman.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But my point is,
real evil places, not like Kenya and Rwanda. Like
again, Wednesday, Chicago, whatever. You can have younger people with death, but this is just antsy teenagers who are upset because there's a fire drill, or
horrible.
Homecoming got moved to 4 o'clock, not three. These are not major matters with people
my
who have
just is so the many wrong powers. Shade of blue.
Yeah, they're kind of bigger issues at play, and again, it's ordinary people in ordinary situations. There's nothing extraordinary.
And like the girl that can shrink and grow, she doesn't even do anything cool like Apache Chief.
Right? Yeah, but she did the pew pew, and that warmed my heart when she got all big. The pew pew, you can't get it. She was cool in the first one. I really dug her. What's going on with like her and the Nurse Chapels and then Hardcore? I'm starting.
I think they are like, oh my god, people are like. I think there's such a hatred for beauty right now.
Blonde, I can see that. Well,
just beauty
in general, and with all the humility in the world, there are people. Everybody loves a winner, but people love. There are a significant portion of haters who hate people who achieve. That's just the way the world works.
I think so.
The whole sweet. Look at this. The sweet. What happened to fun? Why are these people who don't like fun taking over the narrative
every time I watch something?
And we're going on the rant. That's why I don't watch sports anymore. I want to see people throw the ball, catch the ball, run with the ball. I don't want to know their political. I was about to say, I don't want to know who they're sleeping with. I don't want to know their politics. I don't care. I just want to catch the ball. Run with the ball. That's it.
Or touchdown.
Or, hit the slam dunk. All those. I don't want to have the big banner and then a separate anthem. What is going on?
I don't care.
So that's my old man rant, sports rant.
You can take your messages on the sidelines and shove them up. Let's move on. Let's go from bad to worse.
I don't know about worse. I did like Peacemaker more than Gen V. I will give it that.
Okay.
I give it an inch. So, there are plenty of pejoratives I'm going to throw out there.
Yeah.
Plenty. But I saw some good points. Go ahead.
Well, then you should lead because I
The one thing Gunn is really good at is the one-on-one dialogue. I had some feels. It was hard because of the other stuff. But the dialogue between the two girlfriend or fiancés when they had a breakup, that kind of hit home a little bit. And then when they're trying to convince Chris at the end to, join the group. And that's all I got to say. Other than that, it's just what happened to season one?
There's no season three.
There is no or?
No, there is no plans. There is no nothing.
I mean, is there a statement out there?
That this is, the statement out there is that this leads into Justice League or something like that. And it's like, wow. You talk about ruining a show in 8 episodes.
It is a record. They've jumped the shark in one season. Never been done. Well, I don't know about never been done.
Well, but they just, and they progressively got worse. I don't know whether the
The first one wins for me, the worst.
I don't know. This one here I thought was bad. The last two were really bad.
I like the two dialogue scenes, and that's the only thing I'm giving it. And I wanted to at the very end where Harcourt admitted, like, you know, didn't mean anything, didn't mean anything. And she just broke. It's like, are you kidding? It meant everything. It's like, oh, and then I didn't know. And then he went into, it's like the guy who asked the girl, he crush, and he asks for the first date or gets a first kiss. She closes the door and then he like parties into himself. I can relate to that. I wanted to, but the anchor was very heavy from the rest of the show.
The rest of the show is just bad.
Yeah, and I got confused. So is the cyborg Latina beautiful chick, is she on the fights for the new company, or is she still with...
she would be a metahuman that would be thrown off according to him in this.
There could be some fuzzy gray area if they're thinking about throwing like Superman and everybody below.
He told them all of them, right? And they're like, then they're like, they're doing coke in the office. Yeah, that happens all the time in military things, right? Like in secret
spy. Well, it's just kind of, I mean, I hate to use the word, but it's just kind of stupid. You're going to throw all these meta super, one of them's going to be a Brainiac or Lex Luthor or whatever. You don't think they're going to figure out how to get back to, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's going to, there are more hours on your wristwatch than there are hours it's going to take for the brain one to figure out, or some kind of Silver Surfer character go, oh no, it's in this quadrant of the galaxy. You know, I'm going to open up a wormhole, hyperbolic something, and then we're good. This is not a extinction event that they'll trap. I mean, you don't think Superman's going to figure it out? He's not even a brain guy.
Yeah, right. No. And they're going to be silly. Able to do that, and they're going to be able to sit there and say, hey, I think, you know, like you said, there's no way they don't figure out. Somebody's got to be able to sense where that door's opening.
Yeah, it's so easy to write out. Even, oh no, we're going to go beyond metahumans. Let's throw Lex in there. Oh great, now he's going to figure out.
Yeah, right. Well, you get that
something like also, that.
But also, like you got the Flash, where you're throwing the guy there out, you're uncuffing him. He can run around the entire planet.
Oh yeah, there you go,
Superman. Right. So it's like
where's the door going to be? Oh, it's there.
Who cares?
It's going to take like 8 seconds to get there. Flash is there in one. You know, right. Like, or 0.94.
Right. Like, it's
okay. Oh, the big plan.
He's so never going to get there in time.
Wasted an entire season on something that's null void within a matter of less than a second.
If it was me, I'd be going there and be like, F this, I'm moving there. There's no
shit. Well, but then there. Again, at the very end, it's like, oh, there could be a Godzilla walking around in the forest.
Even better. I always wanted to.
Not in the forest. He needs palm
trees. I'd be like knocking on the door. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to need a couple tons of Godzilla snacks. And
and so much of it, like Gen V, it's shock value stuff. When they eat a guy's face and the dead body's coming out and like, there's no depth to it. I mean, you have, I'll reach here in filmmaking world. It's like a Hitchcock in the shower scene. You never see a puncture. You never see blood, or maybe you do, but you never see actual violence because his idea, which is brilliant, the human mind will make it much worse than the actual thing. So, but this one, I understand there's the gore value, especially with Gen V, the boys have established it, but it's just definitely on Peacemaker Weaver side. It's shock value for shock value's sake. There's no, you know, when I'm being random here, but like Game of Thrones, when they killed Mandalorian, you know, it's like, oh, fight, fight, fight. Oh, he shouldn't got so fancy. And then the big giant monster dog dude. He put his fingers into his eyeballs, and that was gross. And they showed it grotesque, but it wasn't to be grotesque. It was just to push the point. This is severe in their consequences in this world. Or even when they killed my boy Glenn in Steven Yeun in The Walking Dead, where he had his eyeballs popping out. And there was a lead up to that. And it was like probably the most traumatic emotional scene in the entire series when it was good. And this one, it's like, oh, he got his eyes out. I don't care. Why should I care about this guy? Or even, forgive me if it offends anyone, I don't care. It's just in the show. You throw them on the bus. You know, when the guy who does the SNL guy, the titties, you know, if he gets hurt, maybe a little, but still, I mean, I just don't feel anything. The characters, It's a disappointment.
Yeah.
It's a disappointment. This yeah. And you're saying that
the first
no
season was
season.
So strong, and there's no season three. There's absolutely no plans for it.
Did you even go so far? There were, I guess there were bloopers or just cut scenes, deleted scenes at the end. There were two scenes at the end.
I didn't even go look at that. I was just so, when I saw how they ended that, I was so aggravated. I just shut it down. I didn't even watch the credits. There might have been post-credits scenes I didn't watch. I'll
They're
be
not
that
worth it.
honest with you.
They're not worth it. But, and then what, again, this is more personal or subjective. I was getting annoyed with, okay, Mr. Gunn, you like punk rock. We get it. You just inserted it, blew it up on Superman. Now it's all over the place in, especially this episode of Peace Weaver. I'm like, okay, got it. You like punk rock. So it's like, you know, if I'm divulging a little bit of myself, it's like if I was producing, writing this and directing it, oh, look, a breakout performance by New Edition. You know, that's like because
Who let
I
me
was
out? I don't even know what they sing. So they sing Goldmember.
or you know, but fun, Kevin Smith, he's a big fan of Morris Day and The Time. He had in one of his shows, all of a sudden, it's like they just started doing The Time
Well, I
from
think of a
that's
show out
fun.
of England I really loved watching when it was on was Plebs, and 90% of the music there was ska, and the rest was like dancehall reggae. But it worked with the flow of the show.
Because you know why we're spoiled. You know who did it right? And
Resident
shocker,
Alien.
Resident Alien. They anything from the Bruce Banner theme to
Oh my
MASH
God.
to like I'll tell you what, I
So
fell in
now I'm
love.
having a hard time. So there's a show right now that we're not talking about that's on called Invasion. It's on like Amazon, I think. And or it's Apple. I don't remember. It's one of the two of them. And I watch it like I binge watch it when I get a chance. I let it build up some things because we're not talking about it on the show. And the alien guy that banged Asta's on it.
Right.
And it's like every time I see him now, I'm like, doo 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 doo. I hear the piano music and
Well,
I'm like, oh.
he's a half gray. He's like Spock. He's not, he's
Yeah.
half human, half alien.
But I'm just like, I like sit there and I daydream back to that. I'm like, oh, remember when he walked away like Bruce Banner?
Again, but see, that's it's one layer deeper than, you know, being superficial. They dig deep. Again, they care about the show. I discovered that Canadian, I can't, I don't remember the name of the group, but the song Lost Together, and they played it right after the dad did a stage moment where Darcy is freaking out. It's the end of the world. It's the end, we're going to die. He's like, what's the difference? The difference is we're going to die. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. He said, what's the difference between the way you were thinking before you found out and now? We're going to die. It's like, yeah, well, we're just trying to
And
get
like they
along. And
played
then
that
they
song.
played it right in. I was like,
Yeah.
that's beautiful.
And then coming back from the reservation, I just remember they played a song by I think it's the group's names like the Young Snotty Reds Kids, Bougie Native, you know,
Okay.
where they were like
I
singing
can't
and it
remember
was
it.
like a rap song. And it was like I've heard that song and it's like it was kind
Or
of fitting,
and I
right?
and I just I don't I'm not turning this to a PB contest, but of course, and you caught it actually. I didn't remember it. Nikki, starships are meant to fly. The
Yeah.
beginning, and then I was like, oh, I felt like it was brand new at the very end, and he started doing his palms up in the air. It's like that is just like the perfect song for that
Oh
moment.
my
It was
God.
written; they thought about it. Opposed to now, we're going to go back to
Yeah. And then the callback in the bar that he was dancing to the same song
that's what I'm
that
saying.
Harry
Beginning and the
was
end.
dancing to when he first started becoming,
That's
quote,
what I'm saying.
human. Yeah,
So
it's
now
genius.
we go back to Peace Weaver, and it's like. Okay, Gunn loves punk rock, so he's gonna insert it into every moment he can to show his love for it. That's more of a personal project, and you know, again, it's art. It's his call. Didn't work, my
I will
opinion.
say this, and then I think we should move on to the couple
Yes, sir.
trailers. I don't think the DC universe is, with Gunn in charge, is looking as bright as
It
it should
doesn't
be.
bode as well. I mean, I totally gave him credit
It
for
doesn't.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought he's gonna crush it. I no longer believe it. Actually, the thought crossed my mind already where I'm looking forward to when he's Schneidered out. And
Yeah.
that could be a decade away. You know,
Could be.
if he's
It's gonna
making
be,
money,
yeah.
it's gonna
But
be the,
he's
they are.
those superhero things are making money.
But you
All
know
right.
what's weird, real quick, but what's weird, just on the street, I've talked to people randomly, whether it was at a retail store in the mall or a restaurant, and they see my belt buckle. I wear a Superman belt buckle, and it just somehow manifests into conversation. I've yet to meet anybody. Well, online, one friend. But out in the real world, I've yet to meet a fan who enjoyed Superman, the movie, the latest one. I've yet to meet one. If anything, it's been towards my end where I'm like, oh, you mean Average Man? I talked to one person at one of those Hot Topic type shows, stores. I forgot. It's a new to me. Anyway, I walked in and I just brought it up because probably my belt buckle. But then I said, well, and I essentially convinced him. It's like there was no right hook of justice moment. I didn't feel like, you know, there's a moment like, again, when Wednesday walks into the scene, when Batman is pissed and he walks into there, game over. There's no, we're just going to enjoy how he does it. But this is the chocolates and the, you know, we know what's coming. There's nothing the badass guy is going to do about it.
If you think about it, I believe the right hook of justice where we came up with that phrase was actually the Josh Whedon version, not the Zack Snyder. It was the first one that they did it in.
I don't remember where we came up or you came up with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, again.
It was the first one. Because I remember we were talking about the movie and you were like, oh, it wasn't exactly. And I was like, but I was like, I got the tingly arms when Superman was like, I believe in truth and a little thing called justice. And then throwing it. It was like, I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, that's as soon as because they're getting all but their butts handed to them. You know, they can't. It's not even a stalemate. They're losing ground quickly, and then Big Blue comes in. Oh, it's
and,
done.
And as James Ross used to say in WWF, business is about to pick up, right? Like that would and I saw none of that energy. In Peacemaker, there's none of that energy.
In Superman, none in Superman.
There was none of it in Gen Z.
Not as great, but even that moment when, like, Thor comes in the battlefield and Hulk goes,
bring me Thanos! Oh.
But before that, when he the rainbow thing is going down, like, Bruce Banner's like, oh, it's on now. It's on. Yeah, right. There was no moment like the tide has turned. There was no turning point.
I think to the MCU, how many times we saw where we're like, oh, this is going to happen. Like moments that stick out to me, Hulk throwing the right hook of justice to the Leviathan.
Or even the very before it, Loki going like, what are you going to do? I'm just like, we got a Hulk. It's like all that power, all the momentum, wham, 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 wham.
Yeah.
Done.
Right.
We've got a Hulk.
Or even Captain America in Xfinity Wars where he's at the train station, right? And Wanda and Vision are getting their butt kicked by Thanos' two people, right? At the train station.
Wow, I can't remember.
And then you see the train going by and it's dark and all of a sudden the bad guys stop fighting and they're looking. And then the lady throws her spear thing at Captain America in all black. First time we see him, catches it, you're like, oh, somebody's about to have a bad day, right? And no
Again,
point in Peacemaker did I think somebody was going to have a bad day.
No.
And no point
zero.
In Gen V do I think somebody's going to have a bad day. Superman, the person that had a bad day was me paying money being in the audience. The only person that had a bad day during Superman was Phil.
Yeah, I didn't
pay.
And
the other two people in the theater.
I don't pay for movies, as you know. That's more for Warren, but I know it annoys you a little bit to some degree. You die a little bit. But yeah, there was just, again, I keep throwing her out there, that whole decamping.
Even Harry Vanderspiel in the cave, when that guy hit Austin, you were like, oh. Somebody
done.
Just got a bad day.
Yeah. Oh,
bad day.
I felt that. I didn't even have to know. It was just instinctive. He hurt Asta. Oh, that's it. This fight is
somebody's
over.
Having a bad day, and we got none of that in Peacemaker.
No. And Wednesday, I have to say again, when they're fighting over the little camping grounds.
To Napmaker, because that's all it did. It made me think of that. Anyways, this has been the Marvelous One here on NTN Radio. We'll talk about the trailers next week. They're not going anywhere unless there's a tornado. Yeah.
And Stranger Things is coming. I have to advocate
for
them.
That.
Final
season.
I
didn't know they were still on. We'll be back.